This file describes the basic architecture of web software. We have at the very bottom the stuff which you'll learn a little bit about in CPS 640, the infrastructure, ATM, ISDN, optical fiber, quality of service, and such like that. This course mainly concentrates on software and the interfaces that allow you to build the software. So that's what we call key implementation technologies: Java, JavaScript, VRML, HTTP, Perl, MIME, HTML. So there, Java and JavaScript are languages. VRML is a descriptor, or essentially, it's just a way of describing objects. So it's not a executable language, although VRML 2.0 allows embedded computing. HTTP is a protocol, so it's an interface standard for data. Perl is a computing language. MIME is a formatting specification, as essentially as HTML. So we have a mix of interfaces, which are powerful because they're agreed to by everybody, and languages. Those are the key implementation technologies. Those define an environment called web windows, because if you build to these interfaces with these languages, you're essentially building to your applications to a world which is built in terms of web servers and web clients. Web windows we view as the implicit operating system defined by this structure. On top of that, we build applications. For efficiency, we build them specific applications such as education, healthcare, commerce, and manufacturing on top of generic services. So, for instance, if education needs digital video, which is a service, we can use the same type of technologies developed, say, by CNN and the networks to deliver video to the home. So, services are generic applications. And in some sense, they're not really different from actual applications. They're just applications which have general applicability.